There's an energy in front of your heart and abdomen that is blocking you from expressing your light. The light is situated behind you, behind your back, and it's a beautiful bluish light which contains your soul's energy. And it wants to flow more fully through you, through your heart, through your body. But there's also this energy at the front blocking you from fully allowing it in. Do you recognize that? And there's a sadness inside you about not being able to fully allow it through, to express it. And it's important to address this blockage. Can you go to it with your attention, your focus? You don't feel it?
No.
There is a past life connection you had with someone who is still around you. So I we'll just share this story and do what you can, do whatever. It's okay if you feel that it's not true or doesn't fit. So there was a past life in which you were a girl, a woman, and you had a father who had a lot of psychological issues. And at that time this was not something that was considered to be, there was no treatment or anyone paying attention to it. But you were a very sensitive child who could easily tune into his problems. And your mother died quite early in that life. And you took care of your father also because you felt through your empathy very tuned into him. And the other, your siblings, the other, your brothers and sisters, they at some point left and had their own lives. But the father was so much depending on you that he couldn't let you go. And you wanted to have your own life, but you felt also obligated to help him because you felt no one else could really understand him. And he was clinging to you until the end, and you felt torn inside because you wanted to, on the one hand, to leave, but you couldn't. And then after he died, he still couldn't let go of you. There was something light inside you that he sensed in you, a level of understanding that he didn't find anywhere else. So he stayed around you and he's still there, still in your energy field, sometimes more clearly and sometimes more in the background, but it creates a kind of conflict inside you, because a part of you wants to be free of it, and another part still is taking care of him, or allowing him space. Is this something you can feel or relate to?
I see images of people that are around me or in my energetic field, so in that case, yes. And I can let them go when I'm ready. But this is not something that's blocking me. That's why I feel it's not something that's blocking me. I feel like I'm a very clear energetic channel, which can sometimes not even take care of the pace that it's going, how fast my consciousness is rising. Letting him go might make it even faster, which my body will not even be able to handle, I think.
So you mean that it serves a kind of function to keep it there?
If it even has a function in that way, yes, maybe. It doesn't resonate with me physically.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just... Okay, I will tell you what Yeshua would like to add to this. So whenever... a kind of a spirit or an entity is attached to your energy field, there's always a reason for this. There's often some past life connection, but psychologically the reason is that you want to help, or you are open to, you feel you are needed by this person or spirit. And so the underlying issue is often to make more space for yourself and not allow other beings or persons or whatever to feed on you, to attach themselves to you in a unbalanced way. There's an energy of light inside you that wants to become more grounded and present and wants to flow more deeply through your abdomen. And this is the place where there's a kind of struggle with old energies. And in this past life, you were actually connected very strongly because you had a high level of empathy and understanding. But it's now important to really own that for yourself and not share it with energies who are feeding on it, when there's an imbalance in the flow of giving and receiving. Yeah. Okay. Okay.